You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Vidya Murthy, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. Presented by Bose. Bose frames look like regular sunglasses, but tiny speakers hidden in the temples create an immersive experience unlike any other. Go to Bose.com to find out more. Tesla may soon have a battery that lasts a million miles. Last April, Tesla CEO Elon Musk boldly promised an electric car battery that could last for 1 million miles, more than double what drivers can expect today. At the time, the claim seemed a bit overambitious, but now a paper from Dalhousie University shows he might be for real. It outlines a lithium-ion battery that should be able to power an electric vehicle for over 1 million miles while losing less than 10% of its energy capacity during its lifetime. Greta Thunberg delivered a passionate speech at the UN today. Teen activist Greta Thunberg took her climate cause to the floor of the UN today, delivering a barn-burning speech to the powerful adults gathered for a climate summit. She followed that talk with action a few hours later, filing a lawsuit with 15 other kids arguing that carbon-polluting countries are violating the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, which states children have the right to life, health, and peace. And now for today's fast fact, 26,000 feet. That's the altitude barheaded geese fly at as they migrate over the Himalayas, a feat that has left many wondering how the geese cope with so little oxygen. So physiologists at the University of Texas at Austin raised goose chicks by hand and then trained them to fly in a wind tunnel wearing little face masks and backpacks to learn about the adaptations that allow them to withstand the harsh conditions. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.